Courtney is a longtime Bachelor watcher and expert analysis coming. And you know that I've never watched this kind of thing before, but I guess.
Nor have you actually watched the episode itself.
Yeah, well,
you're here and you're going to talk about it.
I've watched three and a half. This current
three
episode.
3.5 minutes?
No. I've got this current one. There's the last one that they've done. I've still got a little bit to go, but. Essentially, I've definitely already sort of collated some thoughts and some audio. Is that exciting? I got some
audio. That is exciting.
Some choice audio out of there. Okay. But let's just to fill people in. So if you don't already know, it's like The Bachelor, of course, is when, you know, you got the guy who was in The Bachelorette last year, got heartbroken. Now he's got however many girls going for his affection on this reality show. And I, right off the bat, just these first couple of episodes, they've been sort of interesting. There's definitely some tropes going on. The one thing I think Matty J needs to stop saying is, oh, you look great, or you look stunning. Well, we get it.
Like, that's a surprise as well. They all, like, look like models.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh, wow.
And I'm really finding myself getting I sort of like the romantic part sometimes, but also I think watching people flirt is just really awkward. It's really lame, I find. Like, every date so far, two out of four dates have been Matty J splashing water on people, and two of them have been on boats. Like, there was the horse washing when he squirted.
Oh, yeah, and she was also conveniently wearing a white shirt, wasn't
exactly.
She?
Yeah, I noticed that as well. And then they do the, in the... what's it called? They went in the pool and they started splashing each other and wiping cream all over each other. And it seems that his main method of flirting right now is messing around with people, and I don't know. And oh God, here's actually let me pull up. This is something that really stood out to me. This is the first ever Bachelor day, and one of the first moments where everything started to turn upside down for me. I think this is Matty J with what's that girl's name? Alora or something. And they're going.
What are you looking at?
No, I just saw a little fin, I think.
You did? Yeah, right there.
Dolphins? Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
That's so awesome.
It's so close. Oh wow.
That is crazy.
Oh my God. No, there's a few.
And the sun's out.
Oh, this is great. Thank you.
Welcome.
The dolphins, the boat, the whole situation, breathtaking.
Didn't sound breathtaking. Like, literally, his tone and her tone, it's just, some dolphins. Oh,
dolphins
wow.
are crazy. But then mammals in the sea.
In the what? Like, I can't believe that.
This is a great opportunity for me. I've been living in a cave my entire life.
And, like, the inspirational music kicks in, and it's just, dude, they're both just, pretty good.
But I think that's a testament to also how interesting the people who go on The Bachelor are. Like,
really?
They're super excited by dolphins.
There we go. This is we had this chat before we went on air. Courtney swore twice in the last episode, and we're already at one. It's good. Language warning for the rest of this segment. Let's just put that blanket down. Maybe it's testament to we're just too comfortable in the studio. That's what it is.
So true.
I
also just loved... the dolphins weren't Kobe. We haven't gotten to Kobe yet. So
Kobe,
we should talk about Kobe and the other mammal that they bring out, which is a horse.
Oh.
When he rides up to her on a majestic beast.
Yeah, and that's like...
It's like he is the white and knight in shining armour.
Is
come
that,
to save her.
Do you, as someone, because I guess you're a straight female, watching this show... Like, you would be eligible to go on this show if you wanted to. Does any of this stuff actually appear? Like, do you look at that and go...
I'm 23, Bryce.
Yeah.
So I'm not really, like, looking to settle down, to be perfectly honest. And that's also touches on one of the things that really upsets me about this entire series, especially this season, is how young they all are.
A couple of 24-year-olds in there.
Yeah, there's quite a few. I think there is actually a 23-year-old. And that astounds me that they are ready to be betrothed to this person. And I know that the Australian version does not always end in a proposal. I think it has rarely ended in a proposal.
Is it supposed to?
Well, in the American version, it always ends in a proposal. And it is a big deal if it does not end in a proposal. Like, it's... Whoa.
Is that the whole sort of, you know, just Christianity American sort of, like, traditionalness
Well, I think it's
in?
Just, like, tradition of the show as well.
Really?
Like... Yeah, and they and I, many people would say that this has actually been one of the points of success for the Australian series because most of them have actually stayed together, whereas the American one, there's like not as many.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's more of hard to find. There's, but yeah, so, but they're all young, and I'm like, why? Yeah.
And speaking on that knight in shining armor thing, I might be interested to see what you thought of this quote. I was actually watching, because I was watching the episodes today.
Yeah.
This was another conversation Maddie had with a girl who was like 24.
Yeah.
And this is what they... Again, listen to the start of this and how mundane the conversation is as well.
It's getting a little bit hot in this car.
Is there aircon? Probably not.
I don't think there is.
Air on. Oh,
Chet is on. Aircon chats.
That's why it's good to have the roof off. Oh, that would be sick.
I thought you'd hate the roof off.
Really?
I thought you'd get like annoyed if it messed your
hair
up.
I don't care about my hair.
Do you not?
Look at it.
I take it you're not high maintenance.
No way.
Do you like to wear a lot of makeup?
Nah.
You're saying all the right things.
So there you go. I guess because she's a model, she must hate getting her hair messed
yeah,
up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It makes me so angry. It literally just perpetuates the prioritization of the chill, cool girl trope, which I'm like, nice. Okay, some people are chill. They're cool. They don't like wearing makeup, but some people do. And just because you like wearing makeup does not mean you're inherently more high maintenance.
It's also, this guy's...
It's not like he has to maintain her. She is, and it's her choice whether or not she puts on makeup every morning.
Also,
get off her back.
He's in his 30s. Surely by then you've realised that girls who say, you know, there's this thing that guys, when they're 16, seem to be like, I love girls that don't wear makeup, like a natural look. They're still wearing makeup, dude.
Always wearing makeup.
No makeup is when you say to that girl, oh, do you look like unwell today? That's when she's not wearing makeup. Like, yeah.
Exactly.
And it's just very, I don't know. But part of me, I'm getting like a lot of these sort of vibes of just everything so cringily stereotypical and just, we want a family values man and all this stuff. And then it gets to the way that the contestants treat each other is abhorrent.
It's not very nice.
But then I'm getting so angry on behalf of people and getting so annoyed and invested. But as an expert in the show, do you think that maybe, how much producer involvement would that be, do you think? Am I just getting invested in a script?
Yeah, see, I think it's almost like the producers probably at this point don't need to have that much involvement. It's almost like the idea of the panopticon. So they just know that people are watching and they know that they're meant to like create this drama.
Right.
So they do it themselves automatically rather than having to be told. And certainly producers, especially in the American version, do like they concoct and they like artificially produce this kind of like environment in which it's more likely to happen.
Yeah.
But most of them know why they're on The Bachelor, and that's because they want to make a quick buck afterwards.
Really?
You know, they're not there for love. They're there for the hard, cold cash.
So is Matty J the victim?
Probably.
Like he well, I don't know though. But
I don't think he's a victim. He's got like 20 girls who are like vying for his attention and like trying to prove themselves to him.
I couldn't imagine nothing worse. Just watching this show, and it's the first time I've ever seen it, but I just look at that situation.
All right, guys.
No, but I mean, like, seriously, you look at like, I think it's just so bad because you've constantly got people interrupting you and you've got to like prioritize and you've got to give this person one on one time and then this thing, and then people are just acting like, to get your attention, people are resorting to all these competitive tactics, which nothing for me. I really hate like sort of nasty competitiveness, and it would.
But
just...
you wouldn't say any of that yourself,
right?
You would just hear whispers of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess the guys that go on, the people that you know are the Bachelorette, probably get a little bit high off of the power of knowing that these people are going to these lengths to get their attention.
Yeah,
you know.
And then, I don't know, do you think, I mean, I think what we're going to do next week, I'm going to watch all the episodes and we'll be able to analyse.
Good first step.
We'll be able to analyse, like, date by date, sort of what's going on.
What's happening.
This is sort of like, I think, I'm just trying to get my head around the whole concept of the show. Do you think, I don't know, do you think this is a genuine way to find love, The Bachelor? Or The Bachelor.
I mean, authenticity. Like, that's just the debate, right? Is authenticity dead? Probably. Maybe. I don't know. I think social media is just like one big Bachelor. Like, we're all on The Bachelor in the way in which we perform and like present ourselves online. And we're really presenting in that way so as to make ourselves more I don't know, attractive to the people who are watching our feed or following us or whatever. Anyways, I...
That's really deep.
Like, that's true.
If you're just tuning in, this is the... just talking about life right now.
But think about it. Don't you agree?
Oh, totally. Like, social media is just a performance and, yeah. and it's all like... Because that's the thing. No one Snapchats a funeral, right? No one's like... You know, and that's, yeah. that's things that happen, but you'd never hear
but
about
give
it.
Give you permission to Snapchat my funeral if I die.
Yeah, I'm going
to
be all authentic, man. Yeah. That's like, do a peace sign, like, yeah. selfie. Yeah, like, I'll know that it's the legacy yeah. of realness.
Exactly. You know?
Well, no one Snapchats getting, like, getting their phone line cut off because they didn't pay the bill or something. Yeah. Like, swag? Like, no. No, man. Like, you.
It's not happening.
It's, yeah. Oh, God. It's just.
And then even when people are being real these days, you have to question, like, are you really being real?
Oh, you know what's
just
so,
doing this for the likes?
So bad. I know this person who is one of the biggest sort of perpetuators of Instagram culture, of everything's yeah. curated, uploaded in a peak time.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Everything is filtered. Everything's, well, not that filters are bad, but, you yeah. know, it's, like, very
yeah.
curated.
Yeah.
And then they went, and there's the classic move that happens where people sort of started to see a little bit of a wane in the likes, and yeah. so they'll go to Facebook or go to Instagram, and then they'll do a big announcement of, guys, Instagram isn't real, guys. It's it's all a reflection of the best, pretty much what you said, but in a yeah. much more of like an exasperated, yeah. guys, we need to talk about this yeah. kind of thing. We know, dude. Yeah. We know. Why can't yeah. you just be a normal person and upload pictures of dogs and sandwiches and whatever? No one needs to be this skinny me tea.
Yeah.
Acai thing.
Exactly.
It just can be normal.
You can be normal. And I say all of this while also acknowledging that I deeply, deeply judge people with bad Instagram feeds.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. Like, I have this one person that actually gives me a lot of satisfaction now looking at their feed because we didn't get along during high school.
Yeah.
And so going to her feed and looking at bad landscape shots, terrible selfies.
The selfies where it takes up the whole frame?
Yes,
the face takes
yes,
up the whole frame?
Yes,
that's,
exactly. And, like, half the face... Also, it wouldn't be the whole face sometimes,
mysterious.
It'd just be the half the face, which I'm kind of like, we were doing that in year 9. We're 23 now. It's probably time to retire.
I was just getting so upset about all the bullying in The Bachelor, and here we are. So, but it's true. Like, at the same
time
I do it as well. I really get angry at bad Instagrams, bad sort of, you know, social yeah. media in general.
So really, but what I'm saying is The Bachelor is just an extension of that.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. That's a good intro to this whole experience. Do you know what's, did they tease at the end of this latest episode what's coming up next week? Did they tease it?
They did, but I can't remember it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's going to be really exciting.
It's getting more and more competitive.
Leah is still there. Jen is still there.
Oh, no.
So you know that, like...
They're the villains.
They are the villains. And they've got to stay around to make things interesting, so...
So you reckon Matty J's clued into that?
Yeah, probably.
Because there are people telling him, hey, dude, I know that these people, like, their behaviour is repulsive,
totally.
But you got to do it,
exactly.
Sort of thing.
So I reckon they will probably go soon, because I don't think that there's a genuine connection with him.
And it almost seems, like, flabbergasting how sort of... unaware that they are, that this behaviour is repulsive to everyone except for their little circle of gang members.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Matty J would not look at that and be like, yeah, damn,
wow.
Like, I love how you just butted into this group
yeah.
date and pushed over this girl to get in the way. Like, that's I love that.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I don't know. Man, but that's the thing. I just don't know what's a script anymore. And like you said, that's me
what
dropping
it. What is real?
Yeah, well, exactly.
You know? What
God,
is real life?
This took a turn, this segment. But, like, you know, man, at the end of the day, it's the simple things in life, like dolphins appearing on a boat.
That's what matters.
That really get you going.